SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump marked his first 100 days in office with a rally in Warren, Michigan. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president declared the start of his second term has been consequential.
In 100 days, we have delivered the most profound change in Washington in nearly 100 years.
He focused a great deal on immigration and border security.
We have achieved the most secure border in American history.
The president also touted his economic policies, even though polls show Americans are worried that the Trump tariffs will lead to higher prices. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The case of a botched FBI raid in Atlanta has gone before the U.S. Supreme Court.
FBI agents broke down Trina Martin's door in Atlanta before dawn in 2017.
It's an agent in front of me with a gun pointing to my face with a bright light.
Martin says she, her boyfriend, and then 7-year-old son were terrified. Agents later realized they were in the wrong house. Martin wants to hold federal law enforcement accountable in court, but we're told they can't sue over an honest mistake. The justices seemed open to giving Martin and her family another chance to sue over the raid. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson was among those who suggested there could be some situations where law enforcement decisions should be shielded from liability, though perhaps not here. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court has suspended a judge accused of helping a man evade immigration authorities. The FBI took Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan into custody on Friday morning at the county courthouse. She faces federal charges of concealing an individual to prevent his discovery and arrest and obstructing or impeding a proceeding. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 300 points. This is SRN News. In part two of our series on Dr. Ingrid Skop, vice president of the pro-life Charlotte Lozier Institute, she highlights the dangers of unregulated online access to chemical abortion drugs and warns the lack of in-person care can prove deadly.
Even when it was tightly regulated, even when it was used at less than 7 weeks gestation, approximately 1 out of 20 women would fail, would require surgery.
Skop adds that the current online availability of chemical abortion drugs creates many potential dangers.
When these are ordered online, the computer doesn't know who that person is. A sex trafficker, incestuous abuser, coercive boyfriend can order him, pretend to be a woman. There are no safeguards to prevent them from being mailed out. And then he can provide those to a woman who doesn't want to abort her child.
Dr. Skop contends this current online access should be opposed. This is SRN News. GOP Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee says some industries may need temporary relief during the Trump tariff battles. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Blackburn says she supports the president's strategy.
President Trump is using tariffs to get people to the negotiating table.
In the short run, however, Blackburn says the battle poses a threat to vital supply chains for industries in her state.
Several areas that are going to need some type temporary relief.
Blackburn says the goal of the president's tariffs is to reinvigorate U.S. manufacturing, bolster the economy, create higher paying jobs, and eventually lower the cost of living. Bob Agnew reporting.
The only black all-female unit to serve in Europe during World War II, known as the 6888, has been presented with the Congressional Gold Medal. Follows a long-running campaign to recognize their efforts. More details at srnnews.com.